Picture the panel of a home-built or a light sport airplane 10 years ago. A patchwork, a little glass here, a steam gauge there, a handheld radio Velcroed to the yoke because the certified stack cost more than the airframe. Now picture the panel you'll see walking the flight line at Oshkosh this summer. Different world. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar, where we take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean when your hand is on the throttle. Today, we're talking avionics. Specifically, we're talking about Dynon and a set of announcements out of Oshkosh that widen what the Skyview HDX can do in instrument conditions. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. Dynon has announced an expansion of its Skyview HDX package aimed squarely at instrument flying. According to AveWeb, the Oshkosh reveal centers on three pieces: a remote audio panel, support for dual communication radios, and a standalone engine monitor configuration that lets the system work in a role it couldn't cleanly fill before. Let me take those one at a time because each one matters to a different pilot. First, the remote audio panel. If you've flown behind a traditional stack, you know the audio panel. It's that row of buttons up near the top, the one that decides which radio you're hearing, whether you're transmitting on COM 1 or COM 2, and whether the passenger in the back can talk to the tower or just talk to you. Traditionally, it's a physical box with its own faceplate eating up panel real estate. A remote audio panel moves the guts of that box somewhere else in the airframe, behind the panel in the tail. Wherever there's room, the controls come up onto the Skyview touchscreen instead. That does two things. It frees up space on a panel where space is precious, and it folds audio management into the same display logic you're already using for everything else. This affects you if you're building or upgrading an experimental and you're fighting for every square inch of panel. It also affects you if you fly hard instrument flight rules, or IFR, because audio management is workload, anything that puts COM 1, COM 2, and your monitoring in one predictable place is a real reduction in heads-down time when you're single pilot in the soup. Second headline, dual.com radio support. This is the one that quietly says a lot. For a long stretch, the affordable experimental glass world was a one radio world, one.com, and you made it work. But single-pilot IFR in busy airspace often wants two radios. You want to be talking to approach on one while you pull up the next frequency, or the ATs or clearance on the other. Standby monitoring. That's how you stay ahead of the airplane instead of chasing it. By supporting dual comms in the HDX IFR package, Dynon is telling the market that these panels are meant to go into real instrument platforms, not just fair-weather cross-country machines. That's a maturity signal. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Dual COM capability is only as good as the ergonomics around it. How you flip active and standby, how you swap which radio is primary, how the audio panel and the comms talk to each other. That's exactly why the remote audio panel and the dual COM support arriving together makes sense. They're two halves of the same idea. Build a panel a pilot can actually manage in the clouds. Third, the standalone engine monitor configuration. Here's a scenario. You've got an airplane with a perfectly good primary flight display and navigator already installed. Maybe it's a certified airplane under one of the approved paths. Maybe it's an experimental with an older setup you don't want to rip out. You don't need a whole new flight display. What you need is a modern digital engine monitor. Cylinder head temperatures, exhaust gas temperatures, fuel flow, manifold pressure, oil temperature and pressure, all of it, trended, logged, and shown cleanly. A standalone engine monitor configuration lets a Skyview screen serve purely in that role. Engine data, not attitude and navigation. That opens the door for pilots who want Dynon's engine monitoring without committing to a full panel transplant. This affects you if you're staring down an aging engine analyzer that's getting hard to support, or if you're finally ready to get real-time trend data in front of you instead of pulling numbers off a download after the flight. Engine monitoring isn't a luxury. It's the single best early warning system you have for a cylinder going bad or a fuel system telling you something's wrong before it becomes a mayday. Now, let me widen the lens for a second because the individual boxes are only part of the story. What we're watching across Oshkosh announcements like this one is the continued closing of the gap between the experimental world and the certified world. 10-15 years ago, the capable, redundant, IFR-ready glass panel lived almost entirely in factory-built certified airplanes at certified prices. The experimental and light sport crowd got the innovation first, but often without the redundancy and the radio muscle you need to file and fly in weather. Expansions like this one chip away at that divide, Remote Audio, Dual.coms, Flexible Engine Monitoring. Those are the ingredients of a serious IFR platform, and they're showing up in a product line that a lot of builders and owners can actually afford. Here's the part I'd flag as my own read, not reporting, watch the certified side. As these features prove themselves in the experimental fleet, the pressure grows on the whole industry to bring that same capability and that same pricing sanity into certified panels through the approved upgrade paths. Competition in the panel is good for every one of us, whether you fly a home-built or a 50-year-old spam can. When one manufacturer expands what a mid-tier system can do, the others have to answer, so what should you do with all this? If you're building right now, this is worth a hard look before you finalize your panel layout, because a remote audio panel changes how you'll use your available space. If you're flying an existing SkyView airplane, keep an eye on how these expansions roll out to installed systems and talk to your avionics shop about what your specific configuration can take. And if you're just an enthusiast walking the grounds at Oshkosh this year, go put your hands on one. Reach up and flip between COM1 and COM2 on the screen. That little motion is the whole story of where light aircraft panels are headed. That reporting comes from AveWeb's coverage of the Oshkosh announcements, and the details are Dynan's own. You can always find more at radiohanger.com. The panel keeps getting smarter. Our job is to stay smarter than the panel. I'm Tower. Keep it sunny side up, and I'll see you on the next ATs.